reason I follow them is because my dad lied to me as a child and basically explained Liverpool's history but replaced Liverpool with Birmingham.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a big Blues fan, and we live, all my friends are Villa fans, and that's kind of the team that are around this part of Birmingham. But yeah, my dad took me to my first game when I was about 6 or 7 against Charlton, and they won 1-0, and they had to win that game to stay in what was Division 1 at the time. And I thought, great, this is a good start of things. And then the next game I went to, they lost 2-0 at home to Kidderminster.
Wow.
In the cup. So then I've been, once you choose your colours, you stick with them. And so I've been with them ever since. I think, like a lot of people my age who have followed the Blues in that time, and probably a few years before me as well, we never knew them in the top league. So it was always, again, going down to Division 2 when Barry Fryer was managing us, but then going to Wembley to win the auto windscreen shield and then getting promoted. And then eventually when they got promoted into the Premiership for the first time at Cardiff, that was the best atmosphere I've ever been in. I would even say better than when they won the League Cup. It just didn't feel right. Blues are going to be in the top league, and it went to penalties, and like, it was a bit of a dire game, but the atmosphere was out of this world. I still can't.
Favourite player for Birmingham City, and why?
Christophe Dugarry. Although he only played for them for a very short period of time, his skill was just out of this world. Like, I can remember him taking a ball down when it was crossed from the other side of the field and literally backheel a bit kind of thing, like just out of this world. And it just raised the tempo of the club and essentially helped us stay in the league for the first season of being there. But closely followed by, he's actually a friend of mine now, but Michael Johnson as well, who's a cracking player for Blues.
Awkward at all that your brother Ollie is an Aston Villa fan?
Very awkward, I would say. I don't know why.
I've always been the smarter of us. Well, that's it for debate. Yeah, as James said, we live in the Villa part of town. My granddad was a Villa fan. And just when we were younger, Villa were winning League Cups and pushing, you could say, for the top half of the table. So that really got me into football then. And I can remember my first ever game. It was a 0-0 against Everton, and it was very boring. The most exciting bit was Nigel Spink kicked the ball on the roof.
It's interesting that it's a split family. You've got twins who are supporting polar opposites.
Yeah, I mean, we're a very split family. I mean, my mum's a Baggies fan.
Is she?
Yeah, so we're a real Midlands-based family. But I think that's it. As you say, you know, I think people perceive twins as wearing the exact same things, saying the exact same thing, doing the exact same thing all the time,
being exact same films.
Exactly, yeah, which we didn't really help ourselves with that. I say it wasn't a conscious thing to support different teams. It's just, as James said, you choose your colours. That's it. I did go to a couple of Blues games before I ever went to a Villa game, and with Dad, he dragged us along. We went to the
auto windscreen shield
semi final, and I remember sitting in the main stand at Birmingham, which should be derelict anyway, condemned then, and if anyone knows that stand, they'd say
that's
the same
stand, that.
Yeah, and and I remember being scared out of my wits. I was about what, 5, 6?
No, we're nine.
You were just I can't remember. I remember they had Blues had a mascot at the time called Blue Nose, which was basically a big round ball, and it fell into the crowd, and that was a highlight of the game for me. It's actually hilarious.
Have you been in enemy territory many times as a Villa fan at Birmingham?
Last time I went there actually was the League Cup quarter-final when Villa actually bossed the game, and somehow they lost. Nikola Zigic scored with his knee, and it went over the keeper, and it was a horrible game all round. You had coffee getting thrown on you. And on similar ways, one of the best feelings I've ever seen Villa is when Gabby scored the final kick of the game in that derby. That was just still brilliant, still brilliant.
And what about you, James, being in enemy territory at Villa as a Blues fan?
We actually played in a charity game at Villa Park a couple of years ago now, and the kit they got us to wear was claret and blue. So we're playing.
Awkward.
Oliver loved it, but I had to put the blue shirt on underneath, and I ended up scoring in front of the whole tent. And there was no one there apart from a security guard, and I took my shirt off and then my blue shirt on underneath. And there was the one security guard. I can't say what he was saying to me, but
you're sad. Yeah. You're sad. You are. You're sad.
He was just coming out.
He didn't make me feel welcome, but it's a good stadium. I'm not going to knock him for that. It's a very nice stadium. It's just a shame what plays on it.
You were obviously away filming a lot in your younger years with Harry Potter, and you go away filming now. How do you keep up with Villa and with Blues?
The internet's a great thing. That's the first and foremost. I've still got friends who go, so we can find, I can know what's going on. And also, just reading match report, I'm kind of like a sad anorak. And especially when you're in LA, if there's a 3 p.m. kickoff over here, that's 7 in the morning back home. And there are very random pubs. There's actually one in Santa Monica which is owned by a Blues fan.
Really?
And he's
has he got all the memorabilia and everything?
Everything. There's a huge Blues crest, in like City of Birmingham crest, in stained glass in the pub. And he's actually got, I don't know what kind of feed, whether it's legal or not, but he's got a feed to the to every game on as well, which is pretty good to check out.
Yeah, as James said, it's we normally either go, if you go to the pub and watch the games, fortunately the Premiership games are always on. Get that in there, get that in there.
Yeah, but you're always on blast for match of the day. Yeah.
And
yeah, for this season anyway.
Yeah, and the and there's obviously like the internet feeds and everything as well. But it's I mean, fortunately, at the moment, it's you're not checking your phone every 5 minutes to see if Villa has scored. but hopefully they'll be able to correct that on this part of the season.
What was rivalry like as kids between you, as supporting different clubs, or was it just typical sibling rivalry?
To be honest, it wasn't that great, because it was only when we were probably 15, 16 that Villa actually played Birmingham in a competitive environment. You know, I think they played once in the League Cup many years before, but I can't remember it. So that first game back in the Premier League, that was the first time when the rivalry was really there. And I think for a whole generation of both sets of fans, I think Blues fans probably felt it a lot more than Villa fans, because Villa were always, I suppose, the big derby between, in the early Premier League years, was against Coventry. And then obviously then the Blues came up, and then that was the main derby. Yeah,
I don't know whether it's just us in general, we're very competitive anyway. Like before you came here, we were going to have a quick bash on FIFA just to try and
play golf together.
And if anything we can play, even like we play for the same cricket team, the Bunburys, but every so often one will go and play on the other team just to try and get the other person out, which has happened on both occasions.
Would you ever cheer on the other side to make your brother happy, or was that a step too far, Ollie?
No. Although I say that, I did actually, James said earlier about going to the League Cup, the playoff final many years ago, and I actually went along with James to that, and that was a great atmosphere. Even as a Villa fan, it was impressive to listen to.
And did you want Blues to go?
Oh yeah, I wanted Blues to go to have the rivalry, to have the rivalry, because we'd never experienced it. But that was the only time. I mean, it's good to see. I'd hate to see Blues go out of business, which could
really.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that, because it would be bad for the city. It would be bad for the area. But at the same time, as long as Villa are always doing better than them, I don't really care.
Yeah, you kind of start. I'm going to be probably called, he's not a proper fan in what I'm about to say, but if Villa are ever in a final of something, like when they're in the final against Man United, I wanted them to win that final, simply because it's the city as itself should have a winning, both teams winning.
There's probably not many that would agree with you.
No, I know, but it's just I find it silly where, as a community, I think it's a very strong thing. I mean, like,
so you don't hate Villa then? There's not the hate there?
Only when we're playing them, and it's always fun when you're at the stadium and they read the other scores in the ground, and if Villa are losing, there's a cheer goes up. But I'd like both teams to be in the same Premier League, and both to be doing well, preferably Blues to be better than the other. Like when I see the two Merseyside clubs, I kind of get that impression from both sets of fans that I've ever spoken to. They both really intensely want to beat each other, but then they both kind of have that respect. Like when Liverpool won the Champions League, I saw Everton fans were in the city centre cheer, like saying well done, and I kind of envy that in some respect. But I love the rivalry that Blues and Villa have as well.